This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. Late last week, the Chicago Sun-Times shocked the world of journalism by firing the entire staff of photographers at the paper. The paper said the plan is to train reporters to take pictures and video with their iPhones. Can that replace the focused eye of the likes of John H. White, the Pulitzer Prize-winning Sun-Times photographer? He told Marketplace this week that coverage of everyday Chicagoans will be inferior without the attention of Sun-Times photographers.
We're part of, and we cover the heartbeat of humanity, the heartbeat of a city, one of the greatest cities anywhere, and that's going to suffer. And that saddens me because my life has been dedicated to others, giving others, telling another story, whether it's And everybody think, well, the big stories like the president or something like that, you know. Ordinary, everyday people, these are the treasures. This was important.
With the advent of portable, high-quality cameras, are newspaper photographers really necessary? Is every person with a camera a photographer? Is photojournalism as a profession on the way out? And what could that mean for news consumers? Here to talk about all of that is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, let's start with this. I get some oohs and ahs for my iPhone photos of sunsets on Facebook. Am I Sun-Times ready now?
No, absolutely not. And the thing is, the Sun-Times said that they're going to train their reporters to take photos and videos, some of them using their iPhones, some of them using more high-quality equipment. But we amateurs cannot do the same job as professional photographers and videographers. We can learn some of the tricks of the trade, but the quality will never be as good. And on top of that, when you have reporters doubling up and trying to do the work of a photographer too, both the reporting and the photography suffer.
Just from the photography side of it all, a reporter who's doing both will not be constantly looking around for the shot. That's what a photographer did, constantly looked around for that moment.
Absolutely. And they have an eye and an experience that allows them to see that moment and to press the button at the right time. And it enhances the way we tell stories about our communities. So when you're out telling a story about an individual, you'll put that individual in front of his house or his business or whatever event you're writing about, and you'll take a shot of that guy. But you won't necessarily get a picture that captures who he is.
I get the feeling the Sun-Times made this business decision, and I think it's obviously a business decision, because they've decided journalism's consumers are not sophisticated enough anymore to even notice the difference.
Well, consumers have definitely altered their taste. There is a preference for an amateur-type photography and videography because it implies an immediacy or a sense of rawness. It doesn't have the polish. But that doesn't mean that that's what consumers want all the time. In fact, when there is a very powerful professional image, those things go viral and consumers like that too.
Is this just the beginning, Kelly? If everybody with a camera is a professional photojournalist, then is everybody with a computer a journalist?
So we are seeing the amateurization of a profession. It's not clear whether we will completely disappear as a profession of journalists or whether we will just get so small that amateurs will have to pick up a significant portion of the load.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense Making Project. I hope some of this doesn't make sense over time.
Absolutely.